my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 25th of September 2009 and the time is 3:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Russell Dalgleish. I'm 45 and I'm from the town of Linlithgow near Edinburgh.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
A close friend took part and was a plinther at the very start of the project, and I was inspired by her to put my name forward to take part.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how you were going to spend your hour?
When I was notified I had a place on the plinth, I decided that what I would like to do is to try to recreate some parts of my life to sort of honour the idea that Anthony Gormley had about expressing some information and some detail about my part of the country. So what I've decided to do is to celebrate the two important parts of my life, which is one is the town I was born in, which is Selkirk in the Scottish Borders, and the town of Linlithgow where I now live with my wife and my three children. Selkirk is a border town about 30 miles south of Edinburgh, and each year they have a large town festival called the Common Riding, where approximately 400 or 500 horses ride around the city boundary for a couple of hours. At 11 o'clock in the morning there is a ceremony in the town square where people, what is called cast the colours, whereby they slowly cast huge flags around their heads. So I've decided to try and recreate part of that. So I have a much smaller flag, but I'm going to try and recreate that while on the plinth. And to celebrate the second area in Scotland where I've lived, which is Linlithgow, I'm actually doing this on behalf of a local charity called St Michael's Daycare Centre, who look after some of the elderly in the town and allow them to remain at home and not to go into care accommodation.
And how are you feeling about doing this now that you're actually here?
I'm quite comfortable, actually. I managed to get a couple of hours sleep, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is being Scottish quite important to you?
Because of my job, I've spent most of the last 15 years working away from home, either in England or in Europe or Asia, America. And I've found that the further I'm away from home, the more akin I feel with being Scottish. So yes, it is very important to me.
Whereabouts were you born?
I was born in Selkirk, in the Scottish Borders.
Okay. And what was it like to grow up there?
It was a very rural town, and it was rugby orientated, and the school was fine, and it was very pleasant. Okay. I was brought up by my grandmother.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself now?
I'm the managing director of an engineering resourcing company in Europe. We have offices in London, Bristol and Sheffield, and offices across the States as well, Delhi and Abu Dhabi now. My job involves an awful lot of international travel and an awful lot of helping some of the biggest engineering companies in the world with their projects. And I've been greatly supported by my colleagues at work and by a number of my clients who've made quite considerable financial donations to actually support the charity I'm helping through this work.
And how do you enjoy your work?
I have to be honest, I really enjoy my work. I get to work with some fantastic people, both as colleagues and as clients. I get to work on some of the most exciting projects in the world, and I really feel I get to make a difference. We have people today working on projects, for example, in wind turbine manufacturer and developing new technologies for generating power. We have people who are going to work on nuclear projects, and I love the variety in my job.
How do you describe yourself as a person?
If I was to think how other people would describe me, I'm very Scottish, 6'5", and I'm reasonably outgoing. I can be too serious at times, and I've found the build-up to this particular project has been great because it's reminded me about the fact that you can take life too seriously. And I couldn't think of anything to debunk the fact that I take life too seriously than to stand on a kilt 8 metres in the air on a pillar with a large Scottish flag playing Scottish music.
And the kilt that you're wearing, is it a particular type of kilt? Or the Czech pattern?
No, the tartan is a modern Scottish tartan. It's not related to a clan.
And can I ask you to say a bit about the waist, this, I don't know what it's called.
It's a sporran, and it's where I keep my money.
Have you ever worn a kilt before?
Yes, I was married in a kilt, but this is the first time I got my own kilt just at Christmas this year, so it's the first time I've had a chance to wear it.
And is the sword brooch here significant at all?
No, not at all.
And can I ask about your t-shirt? It has a statement on it.
I'm wearing a t-shirt with President Obama's inauguration speech on it.
Are you quite a political person?
No, I'm not a political person.
Why are you wearing this t-shirt?
It was what was in the wardrobe this morning.
Okay. Can I ask you to say a little bit about your life outside of work?
Because of the nature of my job, it takes up a huge part of my life, but I'm very fortunate that I'm married to my wife Geraldine, and we've been married since 1990, and we have three children, Scott who's 17, Cameron who's 15, and Jamie who's 12, and my life revolves around my job and my family, and that's what we spend all our time either together or I'm away at work.
What do you think about this project?
I think it's a very exciting project. I think it feels a bit daunting about to go out to be on the plinth and in the middle of London. I think the more I've thought about the project as I've prepared to take part, it's really interesting thinking about how the viewer of the sculpture, if I'm the sculpture, is going to have different views of it. So the people who are actually in the square, not there will be many at 4 a.m, but also the people on the internet and people from all over the world who are dialing into these particular broadcasts to get a feeling for what life in Britain's like. So I think that's very exciting.
What do your friends and family think about you taking part?
They're all consistent in the opinion that it's a mad thing to do. They've told me that it just seems a really crazy thing to get involved in. Particularly when my day job involves wandering around in a pinstripe suit. But they've all been incredibly supportive. Friends from all over the world. I've got sponsorship from people in the UK and in Europe, but also from the States and from countries as far away as Singapore. And they've all just been incredibly supportive of what I'm trying to do. I think I've had some fantastic conversations and email exchanges with friends about their advice on being on a plinth. A lot of people seem to be concerned about what goes on under my kilt, but I've taken precautions there, so no one's going to get embarrassed. But they've all been very supportive.
Can I ask about your route into your field of work? What was that?
I graduated with a degree in IT. I spent 5 years working for a bank, then decided to go into marketing. I was very fortunate to work for some exciting companies in Scotland, which were developing technology products, and I got to spend a lot of time overseas in the States, particularly on the West Coast, and in Japan, where I would promote and sell these Scottish products. In 1998, I decided I wanted a life that was more revolving around the UK, and in the last 15 years, I've been approached by friends who suggested I come into their companies to help them, and that's why my career's taken the route it's taken.
What was it like working abroad?
It's fantastic. I think I learned to speak slower, pronounce my words a bit better so people could understand. And I also found that wherever I went in the world, everyone was very interested to understand what my life was like in the UK and particularly in Scotland. So I found that I became more passionate about Scotland through working overseas, and I learned more about the country itself.
Do you think that influenced you as a person, having that experience working abroad?
Yes, undoubtedly. Yeah, I've got a very broad range of interests and broad range of friends and I suppose a broader outlook on the world. And I think what I learned through all the travelling I've done is that everyone around the world is all very similar. We've all got mortgages and we've all got concerns and we've all got families, and the similarities between everyone is so much more than the differences.
What are the things that you're interested in?
Don't know.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add about taking part in One Another?
I think I would just mention the fact that it's been very well organised. All the communication I've had with members of staff who are involved in the project has all been great. The telephone calls have all been upbeat and positive and very supportive. Any concerns or questions I've had have been addressed very quickly, and it's been great since I got here. And I can't believe it's 3:30 a.m.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.